Title: U.S. Targets Private Equity Funds for FCPA Scrutiny. Content: The private equity industry is facing increased scrutiny by the U.S. government for potential violations of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, FCPA. The Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, has created a new private fund unit and publicly asserted that it is more closely examining the operations of private equity funds and their portfolio companies. As with all SEC units, the private fund unit works in conjunction with the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, Criminal and Civil Fraud Divisions. This increased attention will lead to more investigations and has enhanced the need for robust FCPA compliance by private equity funds. Overview of the FCPA. The FCPA contains two main provisions: 1. Anti-bribery prohibitions and 2. Accounting requirements. The anti-bribery provisions prohibit corrupt payments of anything of value to foreign officials to obtain or retain business. Corrupt is defined generally as an intent or desire to wrongfully influence the recipient. Anything of value is a broad concept that includes tax benefits, information, promises of future employment, scholarships, discounts, entertainment, travel expenses, and insurance benefits. Foreign official is a similarly broad term that includes agents of foreign governments and state-owned enterprises, SOEs. The anti-bribery provisions apply to U.S. companies, citizens, and residents wherever located, as well as foreign companies and persons that take any act in furtherance of corrupt payments in the U.S. This includes conduct such as sending emails through U.S. servers and routing transactions through U.S. banks. The accounting provisions apply to companies that are listed on U.S. stock exchanges and their agents. The accounting provisions require the maintenance of books and records that accurately reflect transactions and the disposition of company assets. These provisions also require companies to maintain internal controls that prevent and detect FCPA violations. Importantly, liability under the FCPA does not require that false records or deficient controls be linked to corrupt payments. Therefore, even payments that do not run afoul of the FCPA's anti-bribery provisions can lead to prosecution under the accounting provisions if inaccurately recorded or attributed to a lack of internal controls. Significantly, there is no materiality threshold for a violation. Penalties: business entities are subject to fines of $2 million for each violation of the anti-bribery provisions, while individuals are subject to fines of $100,000 and 5 years imprisonment. The accounting provisions carry fines of $25 million per violation for business entities, while individuals are subject to fines of $5 million and 20 years imprisonment. $5 billion in settlements over last 5 years, with emphasis on financial services. Table 1 depicts the aggregate fines assessed in public FCPA settlements over the last 5 years. The amounts do not include forfeitures or fines paid to foreign governments for violation of their anti-corruption laws, which often accompany FCPA fines. 1. Table 2 depicts the number of public FCPA investigations by industry in the last 2 years. The financial services industry ranks 4th. Table 1 year amount: 2016, Q1, $498 million, 2015, $133 million, 2014, $1.5 billion, 2013, $731 million, 2012, $259 million, 2011, $509 million. Table 2 industry FCPA investigations: manufacturing services 23, natural resource extraction 16, technology 16, financial services 15, communications 14. Areas of concern for private equity. There are two principal areas of FCPA risk for private equity funds: 1. Investments in portfolio companies, and 2. Interactions with sovereign wealth funds and foreign pension funds. Private equity funds can be liable for FCPA violations by their portfolio companies. This compounds the risk for many private equity funds because portfolio companies, unlike the private equity funds themselves, may do business in regions and industries where corruption is endemic and many lack effective FCPA compliance programs. The SEC and DOJ also recently stated in advisory opinions that even partial stakeholders may have legal exposure for portfolio companies. FCPA violations if they did not undertake good faith efforts to try to prevent the violations. Good faith efforts include using influence to cause portfolio companies to devise internal controls and act.